Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations, like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833.
So finances are very important, and the importance of finances can be helpful to know at a young age. And that's where Intuit comes into play. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products from Intuit, like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com to start living yours. That's Intuit.com, Intuit.com to start living yours. Let's get into it.
The Bobby Bones Show. Intro for Bobby, going hard like I'm aiming. Chilling with my boy Box and producer Edit. Intro for the show when you know we all ready. M2 and Sizz and Chug and Seltzer. Scuba Steve.
There you go. If you're listening to this, you just turned on our podcast. For today is the day you jump in and you're like, I think I'm gonna podcast that show. This is the post show. This is story of this is the show. This wasn't on the radio. This is us coming at. We always have some stuff to say when the show's over. We're like, man, we should have got to that, or well, now I have this thought. So this is not the show. The show is on another clip, and that is K9. Who is a listener who sent us that, and we played it for the first time.
He's
yesterday.
A rapper.
He is
from Florida.
Absolutely. He is.
Vero Beach, I think.
Vero Beach.
Vero Beach.
Yeah, that works.
Sorry.
You know what? Whatever.
Sorry about that.
I want to play some voicemails. First up, this is Jen from Maryland.
I'm getting married in just over 4 weeks. In the last couple of days, my father has demonstrated his dislike for me inviting his brother, my uncle, because they are at odds right now. He has even gone so far as to say that he will not come to the wedding if my uncle's there. Do I, you know, tell my dad to suck it up? Do I uninvite my uncle? I know you're getting married soon. I love listening to all that. I'd love to hear the show's thoughts. Thanks. Bye.
I don't think you uninvite your uncle. Your dad needs to CTFO.
See? Chill. Yeah, got it. Chill.
This is about you. If you have a relationship with your uncle and you want him there, he should be there. They want to stay apart, great. But it's also selfish of him to bring that stress onto you to where you're thinking about it and worrying about it on your wedding day. Yeah, not a good look for old Pops.
I think he's bluffing.
Yo, yeah, of course he's bluffing.
I think he's bluffing. He's not going to go to the wedding because you invited his brother.
I hate that for you, Jen. It put you in a weird spot. Inviting people is hard enough. I've screwed up many times. There are people that I thought I invited that I didn't send a save the date to. One of them, I was like, you know, I was talking to Caitlin. I said, you know who hasn't RSVP'd yet? It was Lauren Petrowski. And she was like, oh, she's like, she has it? I said, no. So she was like, well, let's see when we sent it. Well,
you didn't send her an invite.
I thought I did.
And you know she's sitting back in Austin being like, well, am I going to this wedding or not?
Well, listen, I said, hey, well, look it up and see when we sent them out. Because we kind of did it in two waves. And I'm saying, are you sure that we didn't get one RSVP back on the website?
And she looks, she goes, no, nothing. And she goes, well, let me look and see. She goes, you didn't put her on the list. I'm like, of course I did. She's like, well, I don't think you wrote it down. And so I didn't. But now it's awkward to go, hey, I need your address because I forgot to send you an invite.
You can just always, I think people understand that you, the groom, like, I'm sorry, it was my job and I spaced.
It was on our list of people and I guess I just didn't transfer it over to the address list. There were a couple.
How many, are you done though? Like, have you invited?
I thought I was done already. To Caitlin. Boy. Caitlin, she's doing all the work.
Of course
honestly.
She is.
She'll bring me up for consulting and I have done a couple of the things, but nothing heavy. Got the DJ, Kramer.
There we go, Kramer.
He's going to drive up from Arkansas.
Whom you didn't really tell that he was DJing until recently.
Yeah, just a small detail.
Sure.
Yeah. We're going to have a DJ and a band. So when one takes a break, the other goes.
Woo!
And a couple other musical things I've lined up. But for the 99.9% has been all her. And I have actually been detrimental to the process in forgetting to invite people. I put the wrong Gary LaVox address down. And somebody else got a...
Oh, great. You're going to have a stranger at your wedding.
And so I was talking to Gary, that he's lead singer Rascal Flatts. And he was like, I never got it. And I was like, what do you mean? And I was like, why don't you RSVP? You're the one saying, when is it? And he's like, I never got it. So I screwed up a few things. I've made this wedding difficult on me, but mostly on her. But that's the sitch. I don't think anyone should bring stress onto the wedding that isn't involved in the wedding, especially your dad. Thank you.
You'll get over it.
All right. Here is voicemail number 3.
Next morning, one. Studio. I find it ironic that you don't like peanut butter, yet you just did the Mount Rushmore of nuts. I, on the other hand, don't like nuts, but love peanut butter. Your thoughts on this?
My thoughts are I love peanuts. I don't like peanut butter. The smell, texture. The taste, all of it is bad. It's not just smashed peanuts. There's something else they put in there, obviously, that I don't like.
What?
I don't know what it is.
What can they possibly put in
there?
But
I don't know. I don't like it. I don't like anything about peanut butter. I like almond butter.
It is very weird that you like peanuts but not peanut butter.
But texture doesn't make sense because I like almond butter. Mm. I like it a lot.
Okay, Boris.
Next one up.
Hey, Bobby. You guys were talking the other day about if it's caramel or caramel. That is one of my biggest pet peeves. The sweet that you eat is correctly pronounced caramel.
Thank you.
Caramel is a girl's name. It's a city and it's a mountain. So that is the correct way. Thank you.
I don't believe
and
it.
And you were busting my chops over being fancy because I call it caramel.
That is the fancy, darling, way to do it.
And what girl is named Carmel?
On pole 3.
There we go.
Pour some sugar. Okay, if you say so, bud. Mike D's going to pull something from the internet. In a minute.
Oh, is this where they pronounce it? Mm-hmm. It's going to be an English lady.
Can you walk over to Lunchbox's mic and play it in here? This is just, what is this site, Mike?
This is just Google pronunciation.
Oh, Google pronunciation. Yep. There you go.
Caramel.
Caramel. I didn't say umel. Go do it again.
Caramel.
Caramel?
Caramel. And how do you say it, Carmel?
So I think we all say it wrong.
Yeah.
I guess so.
So take that, guy.
Hey, guy. Yeah, guy. Okay, there's that.
Go to your mountain Carmel.
What do I have down here? I wrote a note because I wanted to talk about it. It said reading.
Reading. Are you reading something new?
Mm-mm. I mean, I'm no, same book. I hate when I do this, when I write something.
You should put more than one word down.
I was in the middle of a segment, and as I'm doing segments, I'm thinking of other segments. And so I write down the word reading.
Reading.
It may come back to me. I'll move on from now.
Reading Rainbow?
The woman with the world's longest nails has cut them.
Mm.
And is looking forward to not having to be careful in the bathroom.
What?
Well, because if you wipe, obviously.
Oh, you scratch.
What do? Put your toilet paper on your wrist? On your forearm? The story is so weird. Mike, can you hand me that story? Because I think on this it says exactly how long her fingernails are.
Have you seen pictures of this, that stuff?
Yes, and I've seen world record holders from this before. And I always hate it for them because I think at some point in their life, they started growing them out. They started to be celebrated for it. And they're like, oh, people like me for this. Oh. We all do this, right?
Sure.
But that's just an unfortunate thing because then you have to keep up with them the whole time. The fingernails go around. They curve, you know?
Yes, they curl in like spirals.
A woman named Ayanna Williams from Houston has the Guinness World Record for the longest fingernails, a total of 24 feet 7 inches. She's grown them for 30 years. So it's 24 feet altogether. Each of them look like they're about 3 feet long.
And she must not really do much with her hands because they'll break.
How can you?
Yeah. I don't know.
And she's like from America?
Houston. Mm-hmm.
It said. That's weird. I thought it was going to be some weird country that you'd never heard of, but wow.
Why do we think I wrote down reading?
Reading rainbow?
That's what Eddie said. Nothing comes back
reading
to
reading railroad.
Arithmetic.
We could play that game where we try to guess what mm-hmm. I meant.
Yeah. Reading railroad. You were playing Monopoly.
Mm-mm. All right. We're going to be done here. Thank you. Hope you enjoyed today's show. We have to do it, get an interview in. Scoob, everything good with you?
I'm good. Yeah, thank you.
There you go. All right. Bye, everybody. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it, well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's better, H-E-L-P.com.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.